Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice on February the 27th. Well, it's been a fairly interesting week, more ways than one. And that last song was born in the USA. That's quite a privileged position in my opinion. Cost me a lot of money to move here. Most of our listeners were fortunate to be born here. Now is your time. The people need to stand up. This is my opinion. And unfortunately we've seen this week others not standing up, hiding behind legal BS. You know, I'm proud to be American, and I know you all are. We are the people we've been waiting for. You can't just keep relying on Drake will get it done or Neil will get it done. You can all play your own part. You know, we have to stand up. You just can't carry on sitting there expecting others to do for you. And yes, I understand there's a lot of elderly people, a lot of disabled people, but there's always something you can do. Remove money from banks. Don't shop at Walmart. Join grand juries. Annoy your congressmen. Annoy your senators. So there's always things that can be done. But we really have to start pulling as a collective, not criticising individual people because things haven't happened or have happened or haven't happened. You know, stand up, less of the division, and let's all pull together. And on that note, I'm going to hand you over to the man himself. Hi, Drake, how are you?
I'm getting a lot of static on my phone line.
Yes, I thought I wasn't going to get into the show. Logged off, looking about again.
Well, as long as I'm coming through, it's all right with me. I don't care. They can jump up and down on the phone line all they want.
Yeah, I can hear it okay.
That's good, okay. Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting. I have been checking around on some things, and some of the people I've been checking with are wondering the same thing everybody else is. Where's somebody that's going to stand up and do it? Well, I have stated openly that the military seems to have a problem. Now, I do know some of the particulars of that. The officers have been replaced by shills, let's say, Kabbalists, people who will do the bidding of our prayers. And right now, the military don't know if the person sitting next to them is somebody they should trust or not. So they're iffy, and I don't blame them for that in that respect. However, I expect them in the next few days to do a couple of things. And it's not an order, it's a request. And it is start doing backgrounds on each and every last mother, son that's in anywhere that could be dangerous to any position of the good guys. If you ain't already started that, C-Spec Ops. We had a general that was supposedly all about freedom, and yet when the idea of resetting our government came up, the man said, "Oh, no, I have an oath." Well, the oath of service I took is the same one he took, and it states simply that all enemies, no matter who, foreign and domestic, further, some of our founding documents stipulate that it is the duty of anybody who is a citizen of the United States, and I don't mean the corporation and the corporate BS that everybody knows about. I'm talking about citizens of the United States. We, the people, the real ones. And, yeah, we're all enemies of the state. I've been posting stuff thanks to Dean for assisting me with the website. It's much appreciated. That man deserves some accolades. He's been doing a wonderful job that I do not have time to do. I don't even got time to post on my own website. Think about it. anyway, been talking to some people. I got a hold of some people that do have some insides into things that have been transpiring nobody knows about. I'll give you a little hint. Think about the dinar. Ooh, Reval, maybe getting some money out of the stuff that you've been holding on to for so long. Mercy sakes. Interesting, yeah. I've talked to some people in the military, irrespective as to what some people say, that I don't have any contacts. That's bogus. And sorry about your stuff, and I don't know who you're talking to, but you are not in a position to make that call, first of all. Secondly, these people are people I've known for years, not just a couple of months, not since I've been on the show, but years. And we have a an agreed trust and loyalty between us to this country, period. Anybody don't like that, best get out of the way. That's just how simple it is. Now, I got all excited and decided to pump it up a notch. I am, as people know, privileged in terms of my communications with people who are the principals of the operations we are proceeding with. Number one, we need to stipulate and exactly let each and every last swinging turkey in office know what our intentions are. Either right to ship a state, start being lawful, start being legal, start taking down the ones that are perpetrating our tendency to go socialist, and I mean this, take them down, take them out, by whatever means necessary, and let's see somebody get something done. I want to see this. Now, I got a position in terms of mouthing it. I basically intend to hit as many home runs as I can. I'd love to do that. And I've done a couple of my own when I was younger. I can still hit the ball good now. The thing about all this is very simple. We the people have one basic power. The inalienable right to bitch, first of all, everybody complains about something. It can be anything, yourself. I mean, there ain't no limitations on that. Who was it that pissed off Mother Nature and made it cold like it is and snowy like it is, and now all of a sudden California's looking at floating? Oh, my. Yeah, fun and games. Well, here's what the crux of what I got from my contacts. The military's ready to go. Has been, basically, for about 3 weeks. They finalized everything. Everything's in place as far as they can go with it at this point. It'd take them about 45 minutes to launch things. That's how close it is. That's how ready they are. Now, here's the other part. I went ahead and, in open post and speculated some things in terms of what they don't want to hear. First of all, I have told everybody and their mother-in-law for some time now that if the military don't take the actions that are stipulated in the plan that they know about, they become irrelevant. Neil Keenan and I are going to have access to a pretty good load of collateral monetary backing if, and this is a big if, and I leave it up to the military as to what they think they might want to do. If you like your paycheck, I will strongly suggest that you side with us. And I'll tell you why. Germany, the strength of the European Union, is in big, deep trouble financially. And I remember a time back not too long ago that I told everybody that the collateral accounts had been closed to these freaking thieves. Well, a couple of them they were thieving from also got closed the hard way. The jungle came alive and had machetes and did them a number when they wasn't looking. Oops. They don't want to go back in there. If they're smart, they will stay out. Now, here's the other part. The City of London and the United Kingdom are also in deep doo-doo financially. Now, let's get back to the third part. you got a central banking system that is having some serious fun. They're having to have funds go sideways. If nobody's followed this, you should be. They do put this on mainstream media. They do not tell you what it is about, like I will, but they will put it out there on mainstream media. Here's the crux. We got them by the short hairs of the crotch, and we are getting ready to squeeze. Now, part of that squeeze started through Neil's posts. I don't know if anybody knows who Neil Keenan is. If you don't, catch up. NeilKeenan.com, Neil.Keenan.com, I believe. And the posts that have been coming through, posts from Neil, that we've been running on our Facebook page and through the blog, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. These are informative. Number one, yeah, taxes are voluntary. Hello. I've come across a lot of different issues in terms of Social Security. Yeah, it's voluntary, but Social Security benefits are not guaranteed by law. Oops. Well, maybe we need to fix that. Well, the problem with all of the broken governance apparently has gotten to Eric Holder. His palpitator started pumping sideways, and he had to go lay down. I mean, oh, poor little whoomsie whoomsie. couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You think it's cool to sell automatic weapons to people that you know are going to use them against our own border patrol? And you think that's cool? And don't tell nobody and lie again that you didn't know. I wanted to know nothing about it. I didn't do it. You little crybaby. These are the people I love to get into a combat situation and watch them mess their drawers. Exactly. Oh, my goodness, it's real and it's coming right at me. Ooh. I told people a long time ago I'm done pulling punches, and I didn't pull any punches today when people decided they were going to be obtuse. That's a closed issue as far as I'm concerned. I'm leaving it alone, letting it go. And I hope those people involved hear that. I hope there's people on Keyboard Warriors listening and the other freedom groups that are involved in all this. And I mean involved. They're not just sitting there. They're trying their best to get things done. Let's see here. Liberty Movement, Freedom Walkers, American Resistance, National Liberty, United We Are. We demand Congress, Constitutional Sheriff, American United. Here it comes. Mexico Revolucion. Oh, my. You know, that's just a few of the groups that I participate in. And I participate by giving them a heads up, letting them know what's going on, try to keep them informed so that the main thing is people can accomplish the goal and still remain safe. All right, well, I got real obtuse today and got full of the old vim and vigor and vinegar and whatever, and started posting on Cosmic Voice Facebook page about how, hey, what do you guys think that Neil put that notification out for? Do you think we might make use of it, like send it to everybody and their mother-in-law? And they picked up on that. Oh, you mean we can send it? Yeah, send it to every news place you know of. Every elected official down to the dog catcher needs one of them. We need to inform these people that there are a lot of people out there that take issue with what you're doing. This is the one manner in which to do so. Now, the fun begins when part B of Plan A kicks in. That's going to be in a few days. And hopefully we'll get some kind of something out of this in terms of recognition that there's a lot of people out there that are really upset about what's going on, the manner in which it's being done, and the fact that these people don't have any couth. They don't have any honor. They could care less about us. This is obvious. Obamacare is an example of that. The constitutionality of the existence of certain people holding office who are not representing the people, not upholding the Constitution, violating at a felony level their oath of office, and committing treasonous acts, has got to a point where I just couldn't stand it no more. I was about to pop a blood vessel, and I decided, okay, that's enough. Let's notify these turkeys, see what happens. Let's see if we can shake the bush and see what kind of snakes run out. and it's been past time to do something just exactly of this nature. I appreciate the support, believe me. This is a part of a plan that Neil and I have discussed. And, yes, I've been in contact with several people, and I do believe that this will not only take off in terms of traction, but actually garner the notice by those people we're trying to get to, meaning the politicians are getting ready to be held directly, personally, responsible for all of their actions. Woo! That's like putting truth serum in their water jug or something in Washington, D.C., and have them all tell the truth one day. I mean, it's that funky. Now, here's the other part. I was told that the notification is nothing more than a piece of paper. And, yeah, that's right. However, all you got to do is notarize it and send it to a certain person, whomever that may be, and then it becomes a legal notification. Now, y'all think about that real close. We the people have had enough of your BS, and if you don't wipe your own butt and get out of there or act right, either way, that's repealing parts of things where you are unconstitutional in the snatching of people, the warrantless entry into homes, the financial warfare going on in the foreclosures, in the jobs market. I mean, it goes on and on. The list is tremendous, as everybody knows. But unless you're willing to right the ship of state, unless you're willing to do your job according to your oath of office, it would be best for you to simply pack your butt home. Don't come back. Just go. We don't care where too much. We will find you eventually if we think you're important enough for us to come after. Us, the American people, we, those who know that freedom is available but has been taken from us by force. The outright murders of people, Neil mentioned the bankers, looks like they committed suicide, but they didn't. Think about that. Bankers out there, y'all need to pay attention. They're coming after you. Why? Because you know a little bit too much of what was going on. That's why. And they're going to clean house. And you be part of the trash that they're going to set out for somebody to collect. You're going to be put in the dump. They're popping you. Now, I want you to think about that. I want you to wonder what level it takes, at what level of activity, what level of involvement does it take to get that ticket to ride. Obviously, the bankers, and none of them, have that ticket. Now, that's something to first think about. Congressmen, senators, guess what? Guess who's next? You think that they're going to take the military and put them against the people and have about 80% casualties and then leave them standing? They're on the list, too. On the menu, just like all of us have been for so many years. Yeah, I got some intelligence of differing sorts. I know for a fact that there are several important agencies and states coming in to side with us. Yeah, that's right. They're coming in officially on the QT, but officially. I mean, good Lord. Stossel has a constitutional show. I recommend it for everybody. Look him up. I don't remember if he's on Fox or not, but I can tell you right now, there are fun and games going on. A lot of these people are trying to duck their obligations. The big oil companies, primarily, are trying to stick it to everybody, trying to raise prices, and the prices ain't holding. Why ain't they holding? Well, you guys took a dump in your own mess kit, and the way you did it was very simple. You simply decided to unemploy a whole bunch of people. Well, what happens when that takes place? Those people don't buy except for absolute necessities, only enough gas to get to and from, not a full tank like you used to. Everybody ain't filling up no more. What does that do for you? Well, it causes some problems. You cannot squeeze a lemon and have revenues fall out. Don't work that way. The unemployment rate is right now between 12 and 17%. Like it or not, there is way too much on our side. You got to have somebody to buy your widget or your company don't make squat. And you should be you should be well aware that economics, basic economics is this. Somebody makes something, somebody buys it or trades for it, and everybody's happy. Well, you screwed that up when you started unemploying people, Mr. Ritchie. The way it works is you do two things. First of all, and I'm making suggestions here. I want everybody to make notes. Those people that need to know this, you can send this to your congressman, quote me, and tell him I said so. It's real simple. Here's how it works. Number one, the law is the law, and you shall abide by it, period. Everybody, black ops, Homeland Security, police, everybody. If you don't, it ain't going to be a reprimand, and you ain't going to get a few days off. You're going to be charged with manslaughter, possibly murder for taking lives. You're going to be charged with breach of the public trust, and this is to all those nice little city councils and people that think they're so cool out there who think they can turn off people's sewer. Yeah, that lady I put out today, you want to live off the grid, but, you know, they want to tell you how. Well, you got to do it this way. Well, no, you don't tell us. We don't work for you. You work for us. You need to straighten that out. Now, number one, become lawful. That's first requirement. Number two, straighten out the friggin' mess that you made of the financial system. Number three, take all of the regulatory BS and shit can it. It needs to go in the toilet. The toilet needs to be flushed. You need to forget about it. That includes NSA. That includes CIA. That includes FBI. That includes EPA. That includes those people that are supposed to be taking care of things for us, and all they're doing is taking care of their own pockets, each and every last one of you. There's not, and I'm not saying everybody in any of those agencies or any of the entities I named are nasty. I'm saying that those who are need to straighten your stuff up. Why? Because the people are getting ready to come after you. Now, I stipulated simply send the notification Neil wrote up to everybody and their mother-in-law, down to the dog catcher. That includes the EPA, DOD, Veterans Administration, anybody you can think of, the White House, any of the staff at the White House, the press room at the White House, anybody and their mother-in-law. Include your double, triple, distant cousin, whatever it takes. We need to make this thing as funky as is possible. Everybody's going to go, ha, ha, yeah, well, it don't mean nothing. Oh, yes, it does. And here's how it means something. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. What kind of grease are we looking for? We're looking for our freedom. We're looking for a return to the constitutional republic we once had. We want our freedoms back. I want my rights back. Homeland Security, oh, boy. Homeland Security Act took a rights, baby cakes, in case you ain't got that down, in case you don't know. I just said it for you, plain and simple, regular old everyday English. In case people don't know, the NDAA says that they can abscond with anybody they feel like on rumor only. Horse hockey. Take that communist socialist horse manure and see if the roses would like it. It needs to be buried out in a yard somewhere. That is not constitutional. The states are fighting back. Neil noted this. I noted this. I've been posting a little bit of it. They're looking at a states conference. Now, does anybody know what that is? It's a constitutional conference. Oh, where the individual representatives of the states, the chief officer, meaning the governors, get together and decide that this ain't right and that ain't right and we got to fix this. Well, let's do this. I put out a post the other day about the 13th Amendment, the original organic titles of nobility and no you can't amendment. That thing's been ratified. Hello. You know what that means? We can clean house. You are no longer citizens. You no longer have rights in this country other than to leave. And that's basically what that was about. Now we got a notification that's beginning to circulate thanks to the efforts of a whole bunch of people that agree with the idea of freedom. And anybody who wants to, I don't care who it is, stick it out there. Stuff it where it'll bother somebody. I'm hoping, and I'm seriously hoping, that we can foster enough support to actually bust it. And by busting it, I mean actually pop the egg. I want an omelet. We need to understand and realize the importance of our position as we the people. Now, one very important thing people have overlooked, and I mentioned this, we've had a man on the show a couple of different times, and I really like what I hear. It's called Citizens Grand Jury. It is the fourth arm. It is we the people of the government. We can elicit through and correctly using precedent and procedure, implement our own government and replace the dinks that are in the office that won't do squat. I mean, why do you think there's such apathy, nobody wants to vote? Why? Don't do no good. They do what they want to anyway. That should be obvious. You just pass it. You can read it after you pass it. Well, Nancy, I think you're a nutcase and deserve to be in a padded room personally. You got Hillary Clinton running around out there who has wantonly sacrificed four human beings and now wants to be in charge of more? Yeah, right. Eric Holder is an international gun trafficker, illegally, two groups that are going to use these guns against the United States. If that ain't treason, I'd like to know what is. Obama, you've been playing the game too. And guess what? You're targeted. I hope you read the notification because it's serious. This ain't a game. There are a whole bunch of us, and we are coming after you specifically, Eric Holder. Hello, Jarrett. I hear you in the background squeaking. guess who runs the White House? Jarrett runs the White House. She is the string-pulling puppet master. And you got people that have, I'm not in charge of the Federal Reserve anymore. I'm going to go into legal practice and make more money. These people are getting rewarded with for supporting Obama's campaign with offices that they don't even know what they are. They don't got a clue what an ambassadorship is. They don't know anything at all about the countries they're supposed to be going to, and we're sending them anyway. Duh. I don't know how much more the people should take. I don't think we should have taken this much. However, it's just my opinion. The ideology here is that each and every last person and each and every last militia needs to stand with us. It ain't got to be an open, official connection, but it does need to be made. Now, the contact situation can be made in perfect safety. There are ways to circumvent the NSA's listening capabilities, and I personally suggest, that those people who think that everything's going to be done illegally, take a look at the record of the people that have been doing the things to us. They've been killing us wantonly, openly, and only because they don't want to go to jail over the testimony of an individual, evidence that may be presented. Ooh, what does that mean? They don't have to abide by the laws. They can do whatever they want. Hello, Mr. Obama. You can't play with the law like you've been doing. It don't work that way, dude. That's treason. Whether you like it or not, don't make me no difference. But it'll make you a difference. We intend to hold you responsible for that no matter what you think you can do. The oligarchs, the people who think they're basically immune, they're above the law, you can't touch this, or whatever, however you want to look at it, guess what? You're coming up to a day in the very near future when your credit card ain't going to work. And you're going to go and ask the bank. You make a call on your phone, hey, what's going on? Well, we're sorry to inform you, but your bank account has been frozen. Do what? Now, what you richies going to do when that sort of thing starts happening? How are you going to delve into that emergency cash stockpile you got in the closet safe, I bet? Yeah, how'd it go and carry you so far? What are you going to do when it becomes and is not only permanent, but we legally, lawfully come after your assets and you? This is what I'm talking about, legally, lawfully doing this. We do not have the right, we the people, do not have the right, supposedly, to string people up, shoot them, etc. We can, however, take somebody into custody who has committed treasonous acts legally. It is legal for us to do so under the constitutionality of the rights of a citizen of the United States. I don't care who don't like that. Anybody who don't, stick it. I don't want to hear a bunch of pablum puking BS, to quote a certain fat personality on the radio, whom I happen to like in some ways. I've been told that we need to get more of this stuff out. Well, I intend to get it out, and there's two ways to do that. The basic way is through the actions that the people on the Facebook page have been taking. That's excellent. You have no idea the far-reaching consequences of what is going on. And believe me, things are going to start happening. We already got things moving around. Some of the first posts that have been going on, and I've stipulated this before, Neil put the IRS in its place. It's a private collection agency, not official, period. I got no more rights than a man in the moon. Now, number two, I've told people before, if you feel obligated to pay taxes, if you feel like that's the only safe thing to do, withhold them yourself. Now, if your company doesn't like that, they do not have the right to punish you for exercising your constitutional rights, period. And they can go to jail for that. I think the man stipulated on the show last week that somebody could be removed from office in 24 hours flat. We need to do some of that. He needs to get in touch with us. We need to start popping zits. And believe me, there's some nasty, funky, oozing ones out there. I can think of several, but Pelosi comes to mind. Harry Reid. I mean, there's, you know, some communist socialist nasties that don't have a clue as to what it's like, what it might be like to be free, and they're afraid of the freedom we might have because it's dangerous directly to them. Why is it dangerous? Well, free people don't play the games that their governments that we've seen so far have played. We don't participate. You've heard that famous line in Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Well, I offer this. How about a failure to participate? I want everybody to think about that real close. A failure to participate. Everybody should know by now that the taxes that we pay don't stay in this country anyway. Why do you think we borrow money? Why? And this is really interesting. We send some money to the International Monetary Fund. They loan it back to us at interest. Why in the hell should we do that? Whose idea was, I don't know whose idea it was, but they ought to be dead and stinking along with the idea, along with the IMF, Bank of International Settlements, World Bank. You can take them all and flush them down the toilet. Okay? Yeah. You Richies, how about the Council of Nine? Well, guess what? We know who you are, got your home address, everything, where your hideouts are at and the whole bit. And you're targeted. Why are you targeted? Because you guys like playing games this. The saying goes that in high school, people play with people. The rich, real, really uber, super rich, play with people like we would play with checkers. Now, I want you to think about that real close. And you got a time limit as to the start of the game and how soon you can ruin somebody. Now, think about that. That's high school level. You get to the collegiate level, it becomes states, multiple states, here in the United States, in terms of manipulation. How far can I bend this over this way to make it go that way and do this over here and make all of that money? Uh-huh. After that, they go to graduate school, the hierarchy, the ones who are really super rich, the trillion, quadrillionaires, the people who control things that most people don't understand. They start playing with countries. Look at Greece. Look at Italy. Look at France. I mean, now Germany's beginning to falter badly. This ain't, you know, I'm not I'm not here to play games with you. I'm letting you know that this is, you know, and so you got these people trained up in the way they think is fun to do. Instead of playing tiddlywinks, they're throwing hand grenades. We need to catch up with these people. The manner in which you do that is, one, you make a squeaky, nasty, messy noise. It can be of a legal-oriented type, but it don't matter. As long as it's squeaky and noisy enough, they got to pay attention whether they like it or not. And I hope everybody in the Freedom crowd out there gets the message. Anybody who hasn't posted these what I'm talking about on all the pages that deal with freedom, you're missing it. You need to go look and see if somebody has done that. If not, do it. Post it. Put that last Neil Keenan post out there. Let them decide for themselves, of course. Let everybody exercise their freedom of will to the extent that we actually get this done. We actually start something moving. And believe me, that note of that first post about the IRS, that got some people scrambling. They're looking around for trying to figure out exactly what to do about that ideology. They haven't figured it out yet, and they won't, because they don't have nothing, no leg to stand on. There's no foundation for that or what they're doing. They should be in a position to have the intelligence to understand that. If not, one of their lawyers need to explain it to them. Dude, you need to figure out a way to hide somewhere. You know, I know some good caves down here in the woods. I know of several myself right around where I live. If I need to go underground, I can go literally underground. I don't see that as coming. I like the sunshine once in a while too much anyway. But you people, I hope you get the gist of this. And, yeah, I'm fired up. I'm incensed. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. Each and every last one of us has an intrinsic value before the almighty God that we supposedly understand is there, in whatever form that may be. He didn't put us here for no reason. We're not the crowns of creation without cause, without evaluation by the Creator himself, or itself, however you want to look at that. So here we sit, all brokenhearted, come to and pass air. I'm passing a lot of hot air out to you guys. I want you to take that hot air, make it stinky with one of those notifications, and send it to somebody's mailbox. If the mailbox is full, see if they got a voicemail. If the voicemail is full, see if they've got some kind of other kind of contact, emergency or otherwise. Got to be something there somewhere, believe me. Everybody needs to have a copy of this for sure. Reason being, two things. One, you create that squeaky wheel. Number two, it's a semi-legal notification of a serious problem they could have pending a real service of a notified copy. Ooh. Now, the treasonous acts are any vote that is contrary to the spirit and content of the Constitution. Whether they like it or not, don't matter to me. Oh, yeah, those people that have retired, get out of the way, go hide somewhere, we're going to come get you, too, because you're going to answer for what you've done. Now, there's a certain female that's supposed to be coming back to testify again once before Congress used to head the IRS. This witch thinks it's funny to take the Fifth Amendment. Well, I don't blame her. She wants full immunity before she testifies. Well, no. How about a jail sentence? And instead of execution. Yeah, lady, that's how serious this is. At the felony level, a violation of oath of office, the death penalty is on the table, by the way, to all you politicians and other mucky mucks out there think you're so cool. You'd be amazed. You'd be shocked to find out how many people agree with the basic ideology of doing things. Now, I'm not calling for illegal activities. I'm not calling for people to break the law. However, you may, by any means necessary, take an individual out of a government position as a citizens group for acts of treason. These people have to be served with the crimes they've committed. Be sure and do that at the point that you abscond with them. Number two, you have to also serve them with a warrant of transport. Number three, you have to also serve them with an attachment warrant to be held for trial for the crimes stipulated. There you go. Now you got that? One, two, three. You heard of that in fighting. The old one, two, three punch, two jabs and a right. Yeah, it works. I've seen people knocked out with it. Let's throw a knockout punch. It's past time for us to get up off the couch and start playing their game to our rules, not theirs. Oops. Oh, what do you mean you changed the rules in the middle of the game? Well, guess what? You've been screwing with us and playing that game for a long time. Now it's our turn. If you haven't seen the movie The Principal, I'd suggest you see it. The man has a battle with a bad guy, and after he gets his butt kicked pretty thoroughly up and down the hall a few times, he starts grabbing, and he says, uh-uh, my turn, headbutts him and just kicks his butt thoroughly. People that have committed murder, you can reduce that murder, that first-degree murder charge down to maybe manslaughter one, murder third degree. They got second degree. You didn't hear about third degree. They don't put that on TV much. Third degree is where you don't, your life is not forfeit, but you can have life imprisonment, possibly. Anybody who committed an act on orders of someone can out them. Neil offered this to all the bankers. He wants some safety. We need to make some YouTube videos. If you people are serious about saving your butts, I'm going to tell you now, you only had a few. That number went to 20 or 30. Then it bumped to 150. Then it multiplied to about 600. Then it went up over double that, over 1,200. Bankers, financiers, you guys are on the menu. They're going to make you in a hamburger, drop you off the 25th floor. Think about that. What do you mean you went and got in his car and started up and the gas tank blew up and incinerated his butt and all we got is a pile of ashes? Well, you'll fit nice in the urn on the mantle. What do you mean his airplane fell out of the sky? But that was a jetliner. They took out the better part of the Polish government that way. Yeah, that's right. It was shot down. You think people don't know what's going on? You think people don't have any kind of information that's worth anything? Well, guess what? There are a lot of people out here who do have not only that information, but a lot more. And that a lot more deals directly with you. And you're named. There's supposed to be a big list of names and addresses. We've had that for a while. What we've been doing is squirreling around, and Neil's been doing most of this. I've been assisting as much as I can in any way, shape, or form I can to get this to be something that's real, to put it into perspective of a reality that people cannot ignore. Well, this show tonight is about something that people have heard before and yet not heard in some of the context I put it in. They have not heard some of the things that I've stipulated. As I said, the military's ready. And I mean dead ready. We are no longer going to play the game as it's been played for ages. There are some people out there who owe me some favors. I'm going to call them favors in. And these are nationally, and in some cases internationally, connected people. If you go looking for them, they don't exist. If you don't know where to look, you'll never find them. And I'm going to call in those favors. I'm going to wait just a little bit. It's going to be a couple of three, 4 days before I do that. But there are some actions that can be taken that these people that think you're so immune got no clue about. There is a team of consummate professionals that I have the highest respect for. These professionals are the ones that are called on when nobody else can do what needs to be done. These are personal, private individuals. As I said, you go looking for them, they don't exist. They're not on the grid in the manner in which they can be found. They live in the open. They're not hiding no place. But nobody can get them or get to them. Now you want to take it a step further? They also slip through the best security known to man, like a vapor, like a ghostie that they are. You'll not see them. You just get the results. I don't know if anybody watched Godfather. I remember a certain producer that was telling somebody that they wasn't worth 10 cents, dead or alive, primarily because they was a greaser. That's what they used to call certain people from a certain country, and I don't mean Mexicans. No. Boy. There's a lot of people out there, Italian and Sicilian, who would take issue with that, and I don't blame them. That's nasty. However, that was his stipulation. I ain't putting up with you guinea mothers telling me how to run my show. This is mine. You can't touch it. Oh, really? Do you remember him waking up to a mess in his bed? Somebody put a horse's head in bed with him? I think this was mentioned to some people. Okay, John Kerry, you've been named as to threatening countries with inundation of about 6-8 feet of water. That means that you people have been playing with HAARP. I've heard some stories from different people who are in a position to know about this, who have stipulated that they were harmonically pinging Yellowstone. Now, if that thing goes off, last time it went off, 2,200 cubic kilometers of solid dirt went in the air. 2,200 cubic kilometers. It did so in about 7 seconds. It knocked the Earth off orbit about between 6 and 10 feet. They're not exactly sure because they don't know how to read that stuff. Everything in the United States, Canada, Hawaii got 2 foot of ash. It stopped the jet stream. Now, I want you to consider and these people are playing with it. Oh, we think we can set that dog off. Anytime we want, we can just pull the plug and end it off. Yeah. If somebody does something like that, I would suggest everybody's got a gun, go shoot a politician. If somebody does it, if they're going to play it at that level, it's time. Work your way up Wall Street, too. Don't leave nobody out. I'm dead serious about this. They're going to play kill us. Time to shoot back. Now, Fukushima. This is another part. There's boats that are traveling back and forth, north to south, south to north, who are dumping atomic waste in the water right there. Not too far offshore. They are using what they call pinpoint chemtrails. Pinpoint chemtrails are a little bit different than regular ones in that they come right directly down. And can we go to a song, Tom? I got a call coming in I got to take. Tom?
Yes, we can.
Okay, let's go to the musical break. We'll see if I can get this call. Okay?
Right, okay. Right, that was an interesting first hour. And Drake mentioned a film before. Here's an excerpt from that film.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
We'll be right back. I've been walking in the footsteps of society's lies. I don't like what I see no more. Sometimes I wish I was blind. Sometimes I wait forever to stand out of the rain, so no one sees me crying, trying to wash away this pain.
Motherfucker, the things upon a cane. Every night we fall. Every night we fall. Heart with the world in your face. Trying to hold on.
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour of Cosmic Voice with Drake. That was a very good first hour, quite a bit of intel and a bit of hope. I know some of you are losing a bit of hope as time goes on. Yes, it's frustrating. It's frustrating for us behind the scenes. A lot of hours get put in behind the scenes, both myself, Drake, and also all the admins. Please go gently with the admins. They have just as much information as you, and they're as frustrated as you, so don't make them the targets, please, you know. Turn it on your eye onto the cabal. Drake.
Yes?
Are you back?
Yes.
Good.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. It might be a little weak. This phone ain't doing too well.
Right, okay.
You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Right, okay. Should we go into some questions, or have you got a bit more to say?
Yeah, I'd say so. The only thing I got left to say for everybody is this. Me and some other people are going to put together something, and you heard this in The Godfather, and basically it's going to be a deal they can't refuse, and I'll leave it go at that.
Right, okay. Right, here we go. Can a cease and desist order that is based on common law be honored in the current admiralty-based legal system?
Oh, that's because it reverts and is used in the context of the constitutional basis for that admiralty law. And they can't ignore it. That's why it is important. That's how it works. I will need the assistance of the people with the Citizens Grand Jury in order to put this together correctly. And I will be getting in touch with them tomorrow at the very latest. See exactly how far we can go with everything. Okay?
Right, okay. Will arrests and the truth come out before the cabal will... and Obama order his minions to go door-to-door to take guns away? We're hearing about Connecticut getting ready already. So what's the point of the situation with the good guys?
Well, what's the point? Do you want to be by yourself when they come and knock on your door? Or would you rather have a bunch of neighbors armed and waiting for them? I mean, if they want to fight... That's up to them. I don't think that's the right way to go at all, period. They obviously are violating the Constitution, as they have on many occasions before. Acts of treason, as I said, are not limited to just anybody in particular. There's a whole bunch of them out there. I mean, a big group, and they're in trouble. This is felonious violations of the oath of office, not the... usual traffic ticket level stuff, okay?
Don't you think this is something the militia could stop, Drake?
I would love to see that. I'd like to see 2-3 states' militias show up there and just take those people who are going door to door into custody themselves, which they are allowed to do, by the way.
Yes.
So, you know, anybody that's worried about legalities, no one has the right to violate your constitutional rights, specifically when they are committing an act that goes specifically against any of the provisions of said constitution. The citizen at that point has the authority and the right and the duty to take care of the problem. If these people want to live through it, I suggest they submit peacefully. If they don't, take on the militia and see what happens, how many citizens have guns that they don't even know exist. I mean, there's more guns than there are people in this country right now. I want everybody to think about that. These people are armed for a reason. Number one, the police can't come there to protect them, and they may not protect them when they get there anyway. Number two, you got these illicit, illegal, warrantless entries into homes and all this other stuff. You're allowed to defend against that, irrespective as to who they might say they are on the other side of the wall. Don't matter. So, you know, go from there. And I have posted on Facebook, on our Facebook page, what I think about the militias backing off. Now, that may have been just an individual. If so, I will personally appeal right now. Get in touch with me. You guys got my phone number. Call me after the show. It runs for 3 hours. We start at 8, so that's 11. Call me right after the show, and we can talk about it right then if you wish. There's the offer. Okay?
Yes. Right.
Drake, do you think the power grid will go down? And if it did go down, would the nuclear reactors shut down properly?
I don't think it's going down. I really don't. That would affect too many people and make too many people mad. And they want the fewer to deal with as possible, and that's what they're looking at. Okay?
Yeah.
When the reset starts, what will happen to good people who have saved their money? Will they be able to exchange them for new money, or will it be lost and they will have to start all over again?
It's supposed to be a one-to-one exchange, as I understand it. That was the premise that was set up before, and I would tend to try to hold them to that. I would think that would be the way to go, so that people would be satisfied with what they're getting. Put it that way. You don't want to make a bunch of people madder than they already are. Okay.
Drake, do you think the cease and desist enforcement will work?
Yes, I do. Here comes the static on the phone again.
Yes. Will the news media be penalized for lying willingly after the reset?
That depends. That depends on in terms of penalties for people. It depends on exactly what their level of actions were and the reasons they took those actions. If they did that willingly, then they should be penalized. If not, if they were coerced, if they were forced in some manner, then that needs to be taken into consideration, in my opinion. Okay?
When, this is after the reset again, I presume, when all this goes down, what will be done for the Native Americans?
Well, last I heard, the Dakota were reinitiating their rights to their lands under the basic provisions of what was originally done. They do have a legal and standing right to do so. At any point that they figure they've had enough, they don't have to put up with it anymore, and people need to be aware of that. One of the things I asked the Dakota people about was, what about the people already living there? I said, so long as they don't mind us being in charge in terms of a part of the Indian nation, whether it's Dakota or what it may be, they don't have a problem. Go ahead and be a rancher. Do what you want to do. They're not control freaks like the government we got, okay?
This person's a little confused about the impending crash of the FRN. I listened to a YouTube report that this event will happen on or about March 4th. Is it then when the Treasury dollar will be issued, or is the death of the FRN greatly exaggerated?
Well, just so you'll know, when the charter for the central banking system ran out, the IRS and the central banking system went back under the control of the Treasury. The Federal Reserve note became valued at zero. Now, I want everybody to understand that. It's still honored as money, but it became zero on a very direct and simple legal basis. So anytime that we, the people, put together a sufficient forcing action to cause them to start issuing said notes, I believe they can do so at any time. So I wouldn't put a date to it necessarily one way or the other. We'll see what transpires next, okay?
Will the senior officer cronies that Obama placed in the U.S. military no longer be loyal to Obama and the cabal once Neil Keenan cuts off their funding?
Well, it's not a case of us cutting off their funding. It's a case of the government not having the funds to pay them. they're coming to the end of the rope on that. European Union, United States, China, Russia, everybody is. The collateral accounts have been closed to everybody, and there's a reason for that. The reason being that these people don't know how to exercise the power given by exercising that collateral. The people that originally loaned or made available that collateral have never been paid. So they're foreclosing on the account, so to speak. So the military has a choice. If they want a paycheck, come talk to me and Neil, and we'll work something out. It wouldn't take much, and it can be done fairly quickly. So, you know, that is there. Now, if they don't want to get paid, stay where you're at, do what you're doing, and eventually the money will run out. There's no doubt about that. We've got a cash crunch going on right now because of the problems in terms of payments and stuff. Settlements have got to be made, and they're, as I understand it, close to being due. So, you know, what are you going to do then if you ain't got it to pay? Does the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements close? World Bank, does it just dry up and wither away and blow away in the wind? What happens to these people that they thought they were all that, and all of a sudden they got a pot to piss in? What do they do? They're going to be sitting on the curb in their underwear in the freezing weather, basically, exposed like we are. My suggestion is that they get with us now, not later, now. I try not to take calls real late at night, but in a case like that, I would take a call. So, you know, let somebody know, you know, tell us, and we'll see what we can do, and go from there, okay?
Drake, it's, if I'm getting this correct, is it not today the final day for the governmental budget?
Yeah.
Yep.
And now what do they do?
Will they do what they did in October and shut it down, do you think?
No. They passed the budget, open-ended raise on the debt ceiling, supposedly. But the budget ain't going to do them any good. They got a settlement to come up with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and they ain't got it, from what I heard. So, you know, this is going to get interesting.
Yes.
In the next, over the next 2 weeks, there could be a whole bunch of stuff hit the fan, big chunks, okay?
Yes. How long after the reset will it take to end living expenses, i.e. rent, that are not going directly to banks like mortgages? And when will people get the help to keep a roof over their heads?
Well, if you don't have a mortgage anymore and the property reverts to its rightful owner, or you work out a deal with the owner to remain where you're at, then you got it. Pretty simple, if you think about that. Nobody had the right to mortgage you. Nobody had a right to take your freedoms. Nobody had the right on a financial basis to attempt to cause your ruination. The taking of property is illegal. The ownership needs to be all converted to a loital. And when that happens, then you supersede even the things that are found in the constitutional and the constitutional laws dealing with it. You go back to the original land deals and grants by treaty from like the King of Spain and people of that nature, and so, and you know, those treaties, they're part of history. You have to have a principal involved with the treaty in order to rescind it. Okay, now that can be an office of a principal, but it has to be a principal. If it was an oligarch, a king or a queen or somebody like that, and they no longer have that form of government, you're stuck with that treaty permanently. And, you know, this is one of the concerns with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Atlantic Trade Treaty and Regulation. Europe went nuts when they found out it was in it, that they were going to have to lower all their standards. They didn't want to take it in the butt, so, you know, all the lawyers and everybody decided to disagree. Then the thing started falling apart because the countries that produced decent products, they weren't interested in lowering their standards and making a piece of junk that falls apart at midnight on the day that the warranty expires and whatever. They weren't interested in that. So, you know, they've created some of their own problems, and they're going to have to live with it. Trans-Pacific Partnership's kind of very iffy. Obama's been pushing, and he can't seem to get anybody to get up. So, you know, it's hard to make money when you don't have a product somebody's going to buy. And the automotive industry's finding this out. They've outpriced themselves. How have they done this? Well, the same way that the stock market rises. It's got no reason to rise. Unemployment's increasing. The only money being made is where people make money out of nothing or get money for doing nothing. So productivity, real goods, is not there. This means that it's all false. And the bubble or balloon or whatever you want to call it is there, right out in front for everybody to see. There's no reason for that stock market to be where it's at. Right now, present value, maybe 9,000, if they're lucky. Take all the multiples. Take a pick a stock, doesn't matter what it is. Find out what the multiple is. Any brokerage house will tell you. Divide by the multiples, and that's the true value. What is it, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 times? Times? So 1/20th the value? Well, good grief. Apply that to the stock market overall as valued into 1/3 what it is now. You get down around 6,000 if you do that. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say 9, and hopefully not too many people get scared to death over that, but that's the truth. It's like the unemployment rate sitting at around 6-something, 7%. That's a fat lie. It's 12 to 17% or higher. People have dropped out of the workforce. That makes their numbers go good. Woo-hoo, look at us. Aren't we cool? Yeah, you put a whole bunch of people out of work for nothing. And there's big layoffs coming. 15,000 here, 2,000 there, 1,500 over there. Stores closing of national chains. you don't have people that can consume something that is a renewable resource. In other words, you take it and use it, like groceries or clothes or something. You got to have it. You got to replace it on a fairly regular basis. And if you don't have those people doing that, what have you got to sell? Energy, food, and shelter. That's it. Forget the transportation. They'll ride the bus if need be. Hitch a ride, get an old clunker out of the junkyard and make it run. They'll do anything but spend a whole lot of money, especially if they ain't got it. And some people can't afford to do that. Some people ain't even making it to the end of the month in terms of the food they got. And a lot of people on Social Security and whatnot, you know, are experiencing that. Now, in order to further take down the United States government and cause the people problems, they took $800 billion out of our health care program that would have been paid for with no problem through the Social Security Administration. I mean, they're talking about reducing every kind of a retirement benefit we've got. Now, we paid that money in. I expect a return. the veterans earned it. It's not, it ain't light duty out on a battlefield getting blown up and shot at and whatnot. They know about all of it. They're denying a whole bunch of veterans their benefits simply because we can't afford it. Well, you know, everything will boil down to money. Let's go take some money out of the bank. Let's go honestly and take, J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, Bank of America. Pick a bank. We want all your cash. You owe us. Whoops. And the thing is, if everybody would take their money and keep it under the mattress at home or hid in a jug in the ground or whatever. If everybody would keep their money out of the bank, and I mean do this immediately. Keep your money in cash. You'd be amazed how all of a sudden these banks start drying up. You'd be amazed what kind of a financial problem that would exist. Now, I'll give you an example of a financial problem that everybody should be aware of, and this is really a mother. we bailed out a company known as AIG. It is the largest insurance holding company on the planet. Thousands of insurance companies, okay? Now, I've seen ads on TV for AIG. We'll help you with Obamacare. Well, I guess you would. I mean, we now are forced by law to buy your stuff. And if that ain't a second bailout, I don't know what is. People quit buying life insurance and health insurance because they didn't need it. People need to be able to go back to the original plan. The original plan was this. You spent $500-$600 over the first few years. I think it was like 10 years. And you paid into a savings account in your insurance. Now, you can designate where the interest on that insurance, on that savings goes. And basically what you do is you reach a point of return. Not a point of no return, but a point of return. This is where the interest off of the savings actually pays for the insurance. Bingo, you can forget about it. Or if you really want to continue to have some fun, pay a little into the savings account every so often. You'd be amazed. Do that on automotive insurance. Attach the account to each individual vehicle that you got. Use a bond. I mean, there's a thousand million ways to circumvent insurance companies, and they don't like the idea. So now it's law. You got to have insurance to drive a car. No, you don't. Uh-uh. That's not what it says. It says that you have each individual, each non-commercial person, an entity, has the right to freedom of travel, period. That then nobody may interfere with it in any way, shape, or form. That means licenses. That means license plates. That means titles. You give up the ownership to the state. That's what that title system is. Think about it. They won't come get my stuff. They're going to have a fight, but who knows all this? I mean, I can put this stuff up again. It was on the website at one point. I can put it out again, but you have to understand where what your standing is. I see a lot of people saying, oh, well, you got to withdraw from the system. No, you never was part of the system. Remember, the fictitious idea of a straw man and all that happy stuff, it's fictitious. Hello. Now you begin to get the picture. Fictitious money. Did you get $25,000 cash in your fist and go down to the automobile dealership and pay it? Or did the bank punch a bunch of numbers into a computer and say, okay, go get your car? Okay, which one's real, which is fictitious? It's not difficult to figure this out. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that you're going to have to learn about and learn to deal with. Bingo. Next.
If we get the new Treasury note, will it have a higher purchasing power compared to the Federal Reserve note?
Over time, it should, because it's going to be based on the basket economics of the unaligned nations. This is where you've got productivity, natural resources, and available assets of a particular place or country, along with the individual person, whether or not they handle their affairs reasonably. If they do, then you have, in a majority situation, not just an individual, but in a majority situation, an equitable deal. Well, what's that equity valued at? Then you find out the value of the country, and you go from there. The America is worth about between 135 and 160 trillion. So the 17 don't mean a whole lot, but it's not our debt either. You have to remember that. And you have to remember that it's a fabrication. It doesn't exist. Okay?
On the cease and desist order, it was stated they would have 3 business days to comply. What happens next?
Well, then I maybe suggest that each and every last one of us get everybody that was willing to take a walk and go visiting. We have certain capabilities that these people are not aware of that I won't speak about openly on this call, on this radio show, that is supposed to be designed and directed to take care of those particular problems, okay?
Yep. Drake, where does Putin stand? Is he a trustworthy ally? His appearances seem to imply he embraces a lot of the things, like a good old boy from the Southwood. your opinion on Putin?
Well, let's put it this way. He's all about Mother Russia, and the world be damned. They withstood an extraordinary round of financial terrorism. That's what tore up the Soviet Union. He would love to get a hold of the dinks that did that. I doubt that they would like very much what he has in mind for them from what I learned. Putin is someone who, when he really gives his word, I personally trust him because I've seen him give his word that certain things would happen. Now, these were private calls. These are not open public calls. I want everybody to understand, you got a horse and pony show politically in every one of these governments, not just here, but everywhere, including Russia, okay, in the private conversations. Then you get into the crux of the reality. The crux of the reality is that everything he's told me he was going to accomplish, everything that he intimated through the contact I have had, has been valid. So because of that, I have a tendency to look at the man and trust him in at least that capacity. I don't particularly think that anyone, and I mean anyone, grasps what has transpired over the past 20 years within the Soviet Union. Most people do not have a clue. I would suggest that anybody who would like to know start looking into the legal structure of the country and whether or not it's been changed over the past 10 years. I think you guys would be in for a real shock, first of all, and secondly, a pleasant surprise. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. There's another question somewhere. Are you in contact, direct contact with Putin?
My
soul rounded all the questions up.
I only had that privilege once. He's rather busy in his capacity of what he's doing, and so I talked to his main aide. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Okay.
Drake, what shall we do with all the generals that aren't helping the Republic?
Talking about the guys that are in office, or you could talking about the guys that have been let go? That'd be the first question. If it's the ones that have been let go,
question
I'd
one. Oh, wow.
Hello?
I can hear you, but there's interference. The ones that are in first and the ones that are out second.
Okay, the ones that are in, there's some that we can trust and some that we can't. The ones that we can't will be removed. The ones who have been outed are primarily the ones that will take over for the ones who were put in there to serve a master. And that's basically where that lies. I requested on Facebook that everybody send out the notification to all those officers that have been removed from office, so that they know that the people are beginning to stand up. This way we'll get some support. I would hope that Spec Ops falls in with us. There's a lot of really good people in there, and I would look forward to working with them. I have worked with Spec Ops before. I've worked with some people, the good people, in varying ones of the agencies. This is one of the manners in which I get some of the intelligence that I get. A lot of it is stuff I can't talk about, and I really hate that, but most of it, in general, I'm going to make an attempt over the next few days to start putting out so everybody can, you know, kind of keep your ear to the ground and listen for the rumble. We'll go from there.
comments on Obama recently, Drake. There's a lot of rumors that he's on the run, possibly.
I doubt that he's gone anyplace. He's putting out a lot of distractions and BS, trying to take the heat off of him from the critical mass that's developed over these scandals that he's been having to deal with. When directives come from the White House and are put into place, into practice, and those things turn into scandals and cause problems and people die, or it's grossly illegal or whatever they've done, you tend to get a little nervous. When we go after the guy, I wouldn't be surprised to find a boy under the couch in the basement of the lighthouse hiding. And all you look into there, and all you see is big eyeballs blinking. I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. You might think he's on the run, but where is he going to run? The whole world knows about this.
Yes.
So, and they know that he's a crook, and they know that he stole everything he's got. So, you know, and we've got agreements with about everybody, any place he might want to go, that stipulates that we can come after him, any of them. So what are they going to do? They got no place to run, no place to hide. They might as well just simply, okay, hold their hands out, put the bracelets on, let's go. Next.
The BRICS Alliance, or the Un-Alliance, we haven't heard from them recently. Have you got any info on them?
The solidification of the agreements pretty much has been finalized. They're waiting on everything else to pop, namely for us to get it done here. This is the seat of the powers used against everybody. In case somebody didn't know that, you do now. We literally need to take the power structure back into our hands, set it free, and put the honorable, trustworthy people in the offices. And these people, I'm going to tell you right now, these people do not have to be highly educated. They just have to have the right attitude because they can have assistance, all they need, to get it done correctly. I don't see where we need rocket scientists. I see a need where we need honest people, irrespective as to their education background or where they come from or any of that. Okay?
Yes. Drake, I take it you are no longer supporting Valilelli. One general states that his oath of service prevents him from leading such an effort. Is that not cowardice in the face of the enemy?
I think I posted that on Facebook, and according to was presented, I can see where Valilelli would get the wrong idea. In the manner in which it was presented, anybody that wasn't really thinking about it would. Now, Valilelli should know better. That was an easy out for him not to be on the front lines and become a target. That would be considered true cowardice in the face of the enemy or not. When the military doesn't act, I call that cowardice in the face of the enemy because they have a sworn duty to protect the country, not the politicians. When the militia does not stand up, then they're useless just as well as the military and show the same problem, cowardice in the face of the enemy. As far as a revolution, this is not exactly a revolution. It's more of a legal reset of what we had before back to the original founding documents in such manner that this can never happen again. And one of the things that could be done that would facilitate that greatly and almost immediately would be to have the original organic 13th Amendment, titles of nobility, recognized due to that article I put out on the website as being valid in the respect that it was voted into being. That means that anybody that is a foreign agent loses their capability of being in this country, period, without our strict, direct permission. And then they may not lobby. They may not influence. They may not handle large sums of cash. They do not have any position held that can violate the public trust in our elected officials. Many of our elected officials, at the same time, also lose their capability of holding their office. So you want to reset. That would definitely put a big kink in the laundry.
Drake, for our European and other world followers, can you give us a brief synopsis of the Amendment 13, please?
Nobody can hold a foreign office through honorary title. They cannot have any transfer of riches or wealth of any kind. They may not have an honorary position through a foreign entity. This would be the same thing as a CIA officer taking an elected official position in the UK or Germany or someplace like that. Same sort of a problem. And the founding fathers here in the United States saw that as a definite probability. And Virginia did ratify the 13th Amendment. This has been proven, all except the one procedural problem of notification of the Secretary of State at that particular time. That's the only thing missing. Any evidence to that effect, anybody out there who wants to dig and can find something like that, yeah, please do so. I understand the Library of Congress has a load of ancient and rare books and all kinds of documents and whatnot. We need to go through this. We need to find that. That little piece of paper holds the key to being able to legally prove that the 13th Amendment is in force. Bingo. That means that anybody that has any form of direct association as an agent for a foreign entity, and that includes private entities, okay, they're done. You can expel them from the country, have them removed or however you want to do it. Personally, I'd give them a rowboat and tell them, and sit them on the water and say, you better start rowing hard and see how far they get.
So given, I think, around 70% of the House and the Senate are bar lawyers, where does that leave them, Drake?
Well, that leaves them without citizenship, for one thing. That's one of the penalties for being a foreign agent in the United States. And that creates even a more serious problem in that each and every last member of the bar, and I'd love to have that list of names of members. I would publish it in a heartbeat. These are your foreign agents. Now, some of these lobbying groups and rights groups are also in the same boat. There is no such thing as a dual citizenship, dual passport, not here in the United States. You get to pick one. Whether you like it or not, that doesn't, you know, not my problem. It's your problem. You want to get that leaky rowboat for a conveyance to get out of here. I'm sure that somebody can arrange that. Or do you want to, resign your position, first of all? Now, here's the problem. We're going to end up with that list of names, and we're going to know who did what to who at what time. So if you've done something in the past that was not cool, if you were a part of an effort by a foreign country to take down the United States for whatever reason, ideologically or otherwise, you can be held accountable. And the minimum sentence is like 10 years. The maximum sentence is that you are executed. This is felony level. Difference, okay?
Yes. Right. Just answering questions. Right. What actions can we take in Europe, or do we have to wait for action to start in the USA first?
Well, you need to look at your founding documents and see exactly what it is that you're permitted and allowed to do, what your rights are, things of this nature, what your legal avenues of attending to the problems are. In most countries, they do have provisions for taking apart a government that is negative against the people. Now, if you don't, then you're talking about a revolution. Now, everybody's been watching what's been going on in Kiev, in that area, the Ukraine, and that's not what needs to be done. You have a splintering effect in terms of, I'd say, by this time, 20, maybe 30 different interest groups, some well-funded, more well-funded than others, but interest groups nevertheless, who are trying to snatch a country. I disagree with the ideology. Let the people decide. Not a group with the guns, not somebody that's waving this flag or that one, or standing up and saying they're all that. I'm talking about the people themselves. What do you want? My suggestion is that most people want to have some kind of a decent life that doesn't screw with them real bad all the time, and a government that leaves them alone. We're going to try to attend to the problems nationally and internationally. You guys take care of yours, and we're not going to screw with you. This is where the EPA needs to go out and go in the toilet. NSA needs to go in the toilet. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to flush here. Our actions here, now, to let everybody know, is basically one of the critical key points to the rest of the world. And as we move to take these entities apart, take them down, then it's going to become much more easily done elsewhere. And I'm speaking of international interests. You'll find out some of those as we move along in this. And we'll go from there, okay?
Yes. Secondly, are the cabal trying to provoke World War III with their recent activities in the Ukraine since their plan with Syria didn't work out as they planned?
Well, absolutely. You've heard of Agenda 21. If you ain't, go to the UN website and read it. Reduction of the population by a minimum of two-thirds. They'd prefer three-fifths or more, with only a select few being slaves to the people who are in charge. I don't see that as a good situation. The problem is that the people don't want war. They didn't like having to do what they did, but they did it because they knew what the importance of it was, just as people here need to realize that it is that important. It's that critical. Your very survival depends on how you act, what you do, and the ultimate outcome, direction, agenda, general parameters which you set. What are the limits? Well, all of a sudden the violence quits. Then it flares up again. Why? Well, the people have said they want X. Well, you can have both. The people in Ukraine need to realize that they can have both. You can have an association with the European Union and an association with the with Russia. You have to first get a recognized government so that you can acquire the aid necessary to fix what you got. Reinitiate your country. You have to make sure that is basically a representative type of government. People can be heard. Oh boy. And you have to make sure that nothing is left and no stone is left unturned. Make sure you cover as many things as you can for the duration. Keep after it until you got everything sorted out the way it should be, according to the people who live there, the society in which you live, and the manner in which you run your lives. That's basically it, those three items. That's basically what we're trying to do here, okay?
Drake, if this is going to be a classic fire sale, how are we going to be able to receive and send info?
When you say fire, I'm curious about the fire sale part. Obama already tried to sell the country and it didn't work too well.
Yeah. I think it's what was on Neil's video of the fire sale in the Post.
Well, that's what they'd like to have, yeah. But they ain't going to get it. I mean, are you going to let them... take open bids in public for your yard, your state, all of the federal lands? I don't think so. I wouldn't. I mean, you know, me and the auctioneer is going to have a gunfight. I guarantee you. they want to have control, absolute control. There's two ways to do that. One is this financial BS that they've been playing with everybody for so long. They're trying to pull the plug, and they can't seem to get that done. They'd like to start World War III, which is basically a conflict against non-entities. In other words, bullets and bombs don't have no conscience. They fall where they may, like the rain. Now, second part of this is they control the food. And we are beginning to look at food shortages all of a sudden. California was drying up and blowing away. So was all of the Southwest, where a lot of the food comes from in this country. So was Florida. Now they're getting watered. I would say that they got a problem. They have a thing called weather wars. That's where your floods, dry ups, things of that nature come from. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Weather wars. Weather can be controlled by the fluid dynamics of statically charged atmosphere. Think about that real close. A radar station can statically charge an atmosphere. If you have an array and they're spread out over a certain area, pointed in a certain direction, and you point all the little buckets in a certain direction and fire that mother up, you're going to create a line of static electricity. You're going to create a polarity to that particular part of the atmosphere. You add to it certain things that can be done along with that, and you have a thing called weather wars. This can be done anywhere on the planet. You can also, if you strum it just right and do what's called a reverse signal, where you don't put an output through the antenna, but you put an inverse signal, which points into the ground at the right angles in the right places, it can reflect over great distances and cause things like the earthquake in Haiti. That was meant for Cuba, by the way. It was also a warning for Cuba. It could have been changed at the last minute, but I don't think so. I think they missed, personally. But you got to think, you got to remember these things. You have to be aware that this is real. Chemtrails ain't real? Really. Go out and look. Comtrail lasts maybe a few seconds and it's gone. It's ice crystals formed by the compression of the air, which makes water, just like in a compressor when you use air tools. it turns into ice crystals because they're up there so high, moving so quick. Bingo. The sun hits the ice, and it melts, and it goes away. Chemtrail looked like a cloud coming out of the butt of an airplane. Lasts for miles and miles. Can be of various varying forms, and can contain any damn thing they feel like they want to put in it, to include biological weapons, and they have done that before, to include the atomic waste products that they're spraying into the ocean, into the air currents around Fukushima. There's a lot of silly ways. Like I said, I ain't pulling punches no more. These people are guilty. They need to go. We need to get rid of them. We need to take back our country and our good health. I want my grandkids to be able to grow up and have the freedom to be themselves within reason. Not kids ain't too swift in terms of maintaining and containing themselves. But the idea is that as freedom is garnered, you got a certain responsibility. You got to know what's going on. A lot of people need to be educated and have to get this education, like it or not. It's going to be offered publicly after the reset. I guarantee you it is. It can't be kept in the dark. I will do my best to see that it isn't. But these things have got to be seen to. We got a terrible friggin' mess, and we got to get her done. So there you go.
Why won't Edward Snowden just release these names and addresses of the Cabal members for we, the people, to take the actions ourselves?
He's been requested not to by certain other people, certain other entities.
Okay. Drake, why do you think it's taken so long for the economy to crash in America? Is it because the U.S. is the Illuminati's last stronghold?
Yeah, that, and plus it's a pretty good moneymaker for everybody, all of those concerned. If you don't have to squeeze the turnip much, and it will produce all this excess money for the people that are sucking it up like vacuum sweepers get after dirt on the floor, they'll continue to do that. That's what Obamacare is about. They took the idea of forcing people to have auto insurance and decided that you're going to have body insurance for you, enforced by law. If it had been done right, all they had to do was adjust about two or three laws, pay back the several trillion dollars that they had stolen from Social Security accounts, and not only would the health care be taken care of, but everybody who had problems with it would have it seen to. To me, it don't get much better than that. So, why they didn't do that instead? Well, they want to screw it up. Here you go. It ain't right yet. And don't believe the numbers you're hearing. I'd be surprised if 250,000 have actually paid for their insurance. and had the insurance accepted, there's two parts to that. Hmm. You got all these sign-ups, that don't mean squat. What means something is he who has paid. If you ain't paid, you ain't covered, period. Now, here's the other part. You also have to have that accepted. Now, I don't know, I got no idea how deep that gets, but I can imagine, judging by governmental regulations, how deep that rabbit hole might be. So, you know, these are things you have to understand. It's a different ball game that they play at a different level, and we are getting ready to start playing at their level. Okay?
Yeah, it's a bit possibly linked with the RFID chips. If you don't get one of these, you won't get insurance, or vice versa. Drake, you made the statement on Sunday, action's about to start. Is that the 72-hour notice before it happens?
No, I'll stipulate the 72-hour notice. Any kind of green light and red light and all those kind of notifications will be stipulated as such. This is a start in the direction needed to be gone into in order for the people to be heard. That's one of the first steps. Plan B is going to be a little bit nastier, as you will see. Okay?
Right. I think we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to have a couple of songs, and we'll be back for the final hour. Bye for now.
things I had to say. Think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. To say it's
welcome back to the final hour. So, no more Mr. Nice Guy, eh, Drake? Hello? Drake, are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm back.
Right,
hello?
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
I can hear.
I was trying to charge this phone up and listen to the landline sitting over, and it didn't put out very good music like the show does. But, one of the things I'm going to interrupt everybody about right now, everybody's looking at freedom, and they know about chemtrails. They know about other illicit adventures such as GMO foods and things of this nature. Well, I got clued in. I read a magazine called Mother Jones, and there's an article in there that is going to blow your mind. It's not available online until tomorrow, but I'll be putting it up tomorrow, and I want everybody to really check it out. This deals with a form of pollution people are not aware of, and this has a long-term shelf life. In other words, you can actually do this to somebody in their childhood, and they won't have any problems until they're an adult or older. And here's the cute part. You can pass it on to your kids. It's really a good one. You guys are going to love this. All right? Questions?
Okay. Are we still looking at that 45-day timeline, which ends around March 22nd?
I'd say it's most. Hope to do it sooner. You want a timeline? I'm not going to give you an accurate one. I know a lot of things. I've heard three valid, altogether five, but three of them are at least semi-valid. They run anywhere from the general date that you stipulated all the way to fall of this year, and I don't think the people are going to wait that long. I don't intend to if I can help it, okay?
Right, there's some intel rumors come out. I'll go through them one by one. You can give your comments. Bank of America to be taken down and renamed Washington Federal. Some transfers have already occurred.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but the only problem with that sort of thing is you have to wait until it becomes official and public knowledge before you know it's real, okay?
Yeah, I don't like the name Washington Federal either, seeing as federal ones exist.
Yeah, well, the CIA anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Next one, lights were turned off briefly at the White House yesterday. At the same time, the lights were turned on in the Republic White House in Denver, Colorado.
Switcheroony, fun and games, playing to the paranoia of everybody so they think that the crap that the cabal's been putting out is real. They'd like to make it real, but they're having real problems keeping their own heads afloat. Okay?
Denver, I'd give that one a miss as well. You're lucky you only have to see what's in their airport to tell you what that place is like. And the final one, the Republic has already been recognized by the world and has full financial support of China.
I'm going to say that that's true, but it's... We're working on Plan A right now, and that sort of thing is going to be a part of Plan B. C is going to be a real mother. the ideology of what we're doing right now is definitely going to take things to the itchy point. In other words, we just put starch in everybody's underwear. Anybody that knows of a public official that's been missed, print out a copy, and somebody nearby, you know, print out a copy and take it over and stuff it in their door, in their mailbox. I mean, there's a million silly ways you can make sure that these notices get to everybody. The more, the merrier. Pick a CEO of a company and make sure they get one. They're part and party to a lot of this. So, you know, The real fun starts after we get done with Plan A. We're not quite done with it yet. When we're done with it, Plan B is about twice as nasty as Plan A. And Plan C, like I said, it's a raging mother. These people are not going to like that at all. Okay?
Good. Will there be any help and support, hardline, for the people in Connecticut who are standing up in protest, or will they be allowed to perish on their own?
Well, now, that is an interesting question, and I'll tell you why. The military refuses to intervene. I understand their situation and position. And then I look around and I say, well, we're supposed to have well-regulated militias to see to things like this. my understanding is that there's supposed to be a militia in each and every last state. That's what I was led to believe and told by a whole bunch of people. I would strongly suggest that if the militia wants to be recognized for what it's supposed to be, a protector of the people, then I would strongly suggest that they stand in opposition to that. The reason I suggest this is not to get the militia in trouble or make them famous, but to ensure, protect, and defend the rights of the individuals who cannot fight for themselves. Just like conduct becoming in terms of a military person, that means you fight for people who can't fight for themselves. A few good men that was in there. You need to, there's a lot of movies out there got some really good parts in it. Those two guys got convicted not of murder but conduct unbecoming. Why? Because they went along with something that they knew was illegal, an unlawful order. This is what this amounts to. No state, municipality, or other entity may contradict the basic rights contained within the Constitution. Period. Anybody don't like that needs to take a slow boat to China or go to Russia, go someplace where the action's at if you like to shoot at people. I mean, we got a couple of conflicts going on. Syria would be a good place if you want to go practice. If you want to play in this game, you're going to have to get it right. And I'm going to say that the right move, and I'm sticking my butt out there on the line just like usual, the right move is for the militia to step up and stand up and say no. Anybody wants to question what that is, you first ask them what part of no they don't understand. Number two, what part of the Constitution does a local have control over? The answer is zilch, zero, none, nada, hell no. The other thing is to take the 10th Amendment Center's position of not on my watch. I mean, this goes way back. This goes to the point of yes or no. Are you with us? Are you against us? Or don't you matter at all? That's the question. Those are the three capabilities of and what the militia needs to really look at right now. And I'm not getting down on the militia. I'm saying, hey, show me. Show us all. At the point that you do, then I guarantee you, you're going to have more people wanting to be a part of your organization than you can handle. You're going to have more people wanting freedom and doing whatever it takes to get that freedom than you've ever seen before. It's like going to a rock concert and the place is full. Think about it if everybody was jumping up and down hollering, freedom, freedom. I mean, good Lord. It won't get much better than taking that particular action. Now, you're going to have some people that are not only strong-willed but willing to stand up against overwhelming odds. You're going to have people that have got the guts to sacrifice themselves as needs according to the probability that they can keep the freedom that we've been given. This is no different than when the English come over here and said, hell no, you guys are full of shit. Give me your gun. Well, when that shit started, they stood up. There's only 3%. Yeah, there's a 3% club out there. How about you guys show up? I mean, it don't matter who, to me, personally. If I had the capability of going up there, which I don't, my health won't allow it, I'd be there. I'd already been there. I'd been in touch with the militia in Connecticut. I know that there was one there. I know there's one in New York. I know there's one in places where they're outlawed. Doesn't matter. No consequence. The ideology that you can outlaw freedom, well, they're trying real hard. Now they're trying to reach out and snatch it out of your fingers. The idea of prying it from my cold, dead fingers comes to mind right quick. Now, you think about this. Who's going to go? The police? How many policemen are in that state in comparison to the population? How many people in that state have guns? How many people would be willing to stand up against that sort of direct violation of our constitutional rights? The state does not have that right, nor does the federal government. Like it, whether they think so or not, makes no difference. Where the people think that is an illegal act to stand up against tyranny, doesn't matter. What matters is that it's a duty of the citizens of the United States of America. You either love this country and you're willing to put everything you got into it, or you ain't. Just that simple. I know there's a bunch of courageous people in the militia. I met a few. It was kind of surprising. I didn't know they were in. They are. I think very highly of the whole idea, the training. I'm not going to personally state that anybody should take action that's totally illegal. I'm not going to recommend that at all. I'm going to recommend that they operate under things that produce the legalities we were always entitled to, that the broken justice system refuses to supply.
Oh, I think it means this, and I think it means that, and I know you don't. You can't have a gun in your house. Want to bet? They changed that. However, they will not, they refuse to address the true full definition, and this is their duty as the Supreme Court, as to whether or not the Constitution means what it says. Dude, get off the pot, quit playing with everything, and get down to business and get her done. We the people need to know. That's first. Number two, you need to start slapping these people down in the federal government who think they are all that. If not, you're going to be subject to the same things. I want you to think about that, being locked up in a trunk of a car or something somewhere just because they don't like what you stipulated. That's what they do to us. You think you're immune? They're going to come after you next. You watch and see. Guaranteed. They've already stipulated that they will. There's several plans out there that have been added about this. I call out the militia, and I'm doing so publicly right now. Go help your fellow man. It's time for all good men to come to the aid of their countrymen, and they need to help. Just that simple. Nothing complicated about it. Next.
Yeah, well, I'd like to touch a bit on that with them saying certain things that are legal.
Go ahead.
I can name a certain few things that are legal. The Federal Reserve, the IRS, the U.S. not being a country but a corporation, maritime law, banks, and the legal system. They're all illegal. So is chemtrails and water fluoridation and GMO. They're all illegal and not good for us. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, let's not hide behind legalities and step forward. Right.
That part of that show me state stuff?
Yeah. Is the dinar one big scam or genuine and part of the global reset?
It's supposed to be part of the global reset, and no, it's not a scam. It's real. And it's not being publicly offered or for redemption yet. Okay?
Yep. Was Bin Laden a CIA asset code named Tim Osman, and did he really die in December 2001?
Yes, on all counts.
Yes, I agree. Right, I don't know when to ask this question. If Nelson Mandela really died on June 26th, why did world leaders meet in Africa last December?
Okay, you touched on it. Demon worshippers worship demons. Supposedly one of their demons manifested in Africa, and they went to pay homage. And he used Mandela's funeral, death, etc., as the excuse to go over there. Next.
Is Jim Garrow's information on Obama's failed EMP attack accurate?
You're not going to know the truth on any of those situations, and I'm not going to elaborate because I don't pay attention to that crap. We've got a bunch of things that have worked on from varying different levels by varying different people on a bunch of different ways. EMPs are one thing that are easy to spot. So, you can take care of that fairly easily. You can negate one fairly easily. You can actually, depending on the EMP, the device used, you can introvert it. And believe me, you don't want to be around when that thing pops. Okay?
Yeah.
Where are we? Can a person be on a citizen's grand jury and also be a member of a militia at the same time?
Yes, you may not be a public servant. That's the only requirement. You may not hold an office, be a dog catcher or what. You can't do that. Other than that, as I understand it, you can be on a grand jury. So long as you follow the auspices of the paperwork involved, you should have no trouble. You will swear an allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and its legal parameters and impacts, basically. you have to be a citizen. All right, and that, other than that, I don't know of any requirements further beyond that, other than that you are selected and elected, that you are found acceptable to be a member of the jury, okay?
All right, this next question is to do with the march on May 16th to Washington. This person seems to think that many people like American patriots, truckers, veterans, and many others, are they being set up into a trap, do you think?
No, I don't think so. What are you going to do with a million people? I mean, you know, there's not too many answers to that. I plan to go, just if we get that far. I hope we don't. I hope we get this done before then. I hope that is unnecessary. I would love to see everything come to fruition and be in place long before that. I really would. That's something. That's my heart's desire. That's what I tenaciously work at. It's because I'm a zealot over freedom. Somebody wants to limit your basic freedoms, then we need to take them on all over the place at the same time. You spread an enemy out, it don't matter how many there are, they're less effective. If you single them out as well, that causes them to be too busy covering their own butts to pay attention to the fun and games that they've been told to do. It's real simple. It's not difficult. Divide and conquer, that's what they've been doing to us. Oh, the black man and the white man are supposed to hate each other. Who started that crap? Who gave anybody the right to enslave anybody? Well, we won the war and for independence, and they took us over financially. It's okay, you can have that war. We'll take you the other way. Bingo. You see how it works? It's not difficult. They're well-versed in being able to play games, and it's time for us to put both feet on the chessboard and kick somebody. Next.
Right. This next question is important, I think. Drake, since fear seems to be a big problem, especially in America, do you have the wisdom to tell us how do we conquer our greatest spiritual enemy, fear?
Yeah, don't accept it. Hold on a minute. This phone's screwing up again. Jeez. It's beeping.
Right, okay, I'd like to talk a bit on that, you know.
Okay.
This fear structure in America has gone on a long time. You know, you had to endure the commies are coming, the Russians are coming, the Brits are coming, you know, everybody's coming. Now it's the Muslims. And it's not that it's African killer bees or some other bizarre thing. It's all about indoctrinating you with fear. At the end of the day, just refuse it. Fear, the energy of fear plays into their hands. And you understand the greater aspect of that. Some people feed off fear. If we don't provide it for them, it shuts off their energy. And I'll leave it to Drake to better describe that.
Well, you want to get into the fun and games of it. It's called The Matrix. If you haven't seen the first movie, see it. Get it, get a copy, and study it. Now, in that case, they were inserted into The Matrix.
some sort of societal whatever, okay? Imaginary computer program, all right? Let's put it this way. You're programmed now. Oops. Does that mean you've been inserted in a matrix? No. We are, because of what we are and where we're at, a basic part of the matrix. That means we get to call the shots. That means that we are in charge of our situation. I stipulated many times that you are exactly where you have decided to be. You decide the limitations. You are the limitation. If you decide otherwise, then the situation within which you find yourself, then you can mitigate that, change it, alter it, and change it over and bring it over to where you know it should be. In other words, these, quote, demons, nasties, whatever, you see this horse hockey in the movies, oh, the evil angel, and he walks through fire, and you think that that thing's more powerful than you, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. You have been granted a certain little caveat that these entities do not have. And this goes into a religious standpoint that I don't like religiosity of any kind. Most belief systems are wrong, and consequently, I don't subscribe to them. Nothing wrong with somebody believing in it. Here's how it works. Irrespective as to what you believe, any individual who absolutely decides also acquires, hooks up with, connects with, and gets the backing of all of the power of creation to their aid. Now you think about that. You heard about all these little stories in the Bible about how people were thrown into furnaces, etc. And yet they were not affected. These are the same kind of powers I'm talking about. You think that Jesus Christ is the only one who walked on water? You didn't read the Bible very close. He showed some others how to do that. The signs, miracles, and wonders are yours. To have, hold, and use this. If you need one that's like a hammer, bingo. You got it. Smack it over its ugly head and walk on down the road. Refuse it, and you have the power to absolutely refuse it no matter what. No matter what its standing stature is supposed to be, it's nothing more than a trash can liner. And you get to take a dump in it. That's basically where this lies. Each of us has been called, and this is in the Bible, the crown of creation. Do you really think that the Creator, God Almighty, or whatever handle you want to stick on it, calls us that without reason? Do you really think that there is no backing? Now, everybody wants somebody to back them up. Why? You're afraid. Why? Because you've never stepped out there in the unknown before. This is uncharted territory. When was the last time anybody took their freedom back? Well, our Revolutionary War. Think about it. Okay, yeah, this is new uncharted territory, but as a person stands out and steps out, you have protections you don't understand are in terms of what they are. Simply accept it. Simply understand and believe that there's more to you than what you know. Accept some of this stuff, and maybe you can play games like that movie Thor, or you can act like Neo did in that movie The Matrix, or any of these other heroes. You know, make yourself into Superman, whatever it takes in your mind that you can become, and it's not becoming somebody else. You're simply exercising the God-given power and abilities to be more than anything else as needs. It depends on your needs. If you decide this, then it can have no functional power over you. You have functional power over it. You can actually decide, if you know how, whether or not it is to be put in a, quote, spiritual jail, destroyed, or whatever. You can strip it of all its powers. There's a lot of things that you can do. So, you know, think of things as being unlimited. In uncharted waters, you get the idea. The leap of faith, that step out onto into the unknown, the darkness that everybody's scared of, you need to have no fear. Fear equates to and is equal to and is false evidence appearing real. Yeah. That's been around for years, and that's a pretty good description of what it is. A certain person in the Bible was afraid of things, and everything that he was afraid of came to him because he dwelt upon the fear of having a condition, boils, whatever. I mean, you know, there's a reason for understanding that. Which way do you want it to go? You want to have all that trial, tribulation, and problems and BS, or do you want to have a life that doesn't deal with that? If you have a decision to make in terms of, I don't want to shoot anybody and I don't need to be put into a situation where that would come up in any way, shape, or form, it won't. Make it an absolute, everything you got, decision. And then you got a control of the thing called the matrix, which is what you are in. The realities of the impossible become yours to have and hold. You can control not only situations, but objects as well. There is very little. There are very few limitations. The only limitation is the individual applying it. I have written my second book. A lot of that is contained in there. It also deals with your mental capabilities, how to ascend personally on a spiritual level, so that you can attain the contact with your higher self in full. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things in this book. I should have this out in the next day or so. So you can look for that on Lulu. I use Lulu Press because it's easy to work with. The situation is simple. Make your decision. Stick to it. Think about it. Get a clear picture of what you want. Think about, lo, when I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because you are with me. The Creator is hand in hand right there with you. Believe me, none of these dinglebats are going to go messing with the Creator. That is not a good option. You know, so think of the positivity of being able to not have to worry about it. Dismiss it after that picture fades. Refuse evil. Refuse the evil ideology. Bear in mind that your first thought is usually God. People call this a little conscience. You hear this still small voice of, oh, look at the baby bird. Maybe you can help it get back in its nest. You pick it up very carefully so the human smell don't get on it. You put it back in its nest, and mom comes, feeds it. You see what I'm saying? It's simple. The ideology of the expression of love, uncommitted, uncompromising, unlimited love. That love translates into assisting from the Creator, Almighty God, assisting an individual to be all they can be, in whatever form they find themselves, to exist to your utmost ability. So therefore, you cannot have the horse hockey, the sand in the machinery of fear. You have to understand that what I'm describing has a scientific precision that you cannot negate. It's the same thing as where mom knows when you fell off your bike and you're a block away around the corner. She knows when you got to hurt your knee. How does that work? Well, this is a part of a spirituality in reality that people have negated. They poo-poo it. They, oh, we don't want to fool with that. Well, I intend to fool with it and bring it out in the open and allow anybody who wants, desires to have control over things. And I don't mean greeds. I don't mean causing other people nasty things. I'm talking about not having to worry about any of it anymore. I'm talking about having the peace of mind that your connection is such that nothing is beyond your control. Now, that don't mean you're going to be controlling the master. That does not mean that at all. But it'd be nice to have somebody with the capability of God walking along with you in your life, and everybody can do this in that manner. Okay?
Yeah. Master and facilitate your own reality. Manifest your own reality.
Yep.
That's how it works. I wasn't going to ask this question. It was It's kind of amusing. We haven't had one of these cryptic timeline questions, but I'll ask you. I can guarantee 100% that this is a Hazel Munyoris question. I have links to North Cyprus, and I've booked a flight there from March 9th through the 23rd, returning to the UK. Yes, it's Hazel. If the reset has occurred by then, how likely is it that I'll be going? It's another one of those
questions. Let's put this in perspective. You decide to go. Don't worry about it. There are a lot of things that you can't foresee, a lot of things you can't control.
Yep.
However, when you apply what I just answered in that last question, the absolute will and decision, picturing yourself going in and having a good time and coming back, then it will be as you have decided it to be. No deviation, no problems, no fun and games. The reset is not supposed to interfere with a whole bunch of things. That's something everybody misses, and it needs to be made perfectly clear. The idea is for a smooth, orderly transition. It'd be a whole bunch of things in terms of limitations, requirements, and regulations and rules and other forms of BS that will get flushed. So you're liable to go and come back real free rather than come back and have problems. Okay? It's not, that's the simple crux of it, okay?
Yeah. As long as the Turks and the Greeks don't start fighting again. Right, where are we? AIG Drake, is the only reason that the politicians bailed out AIG is because their pensions are invested in the said company?
That's a big part of it. You got to look at who it benefits, and it benefited several different entities. One of those is executives. One of those is the company itself. But the deal about that company is it's a holding company. It don't have an insurance company of its own. It's a holding company. It has purchased or gained control of hundreds, if not thousands, of small insurance companies all over the place. Most of the insurance paid on this planet goes to AIG. Most people don't realize this. It goes through a subsidiary of a subsidiary of a, and down the road you go. So who was it that exactly? Who was it that benefited? Well, who basically ends up with the enrichment in a true insurance company? You have to understand that the people that own it, and I mean the people that own AIG, are the ones that benefit. Now, you hear about bonuses for the different executives and people of this nature. What you don't hear about is the bonuses that go to major stockholders. That's kept on the QT. They don't want you to know about that. So if you're a major stockholder, you get a combination. You get a double whammy, double dipper. Not only does your stock pay a healthy dividend, but you get a cash bonus involved. That ain't a bad deal if you think about it. Especially if you got enough money, it don't matter how big you're invested. It's not difficult to understand what happened. All the financiers told all the elected officials, you got a choice. And they said, what's that? Everything closes and we go about ruining things permanently, or you bail us out. All of a sudden we got trillions of dollars. And I don't know where all that came from because we didn't have it in the treasury. It wasn't in a bank account, but it all of a sudden mysteriously appears, and here's your money. People don't think that that's real. Well, check it out. Go and look at the, that's going to blow your mind, 900 miles when the sheets of paper are laid end to end, 900 miles of legal documents involved in the bailout. That's just the bailout. Your organization is about 1,100 miles from what I heard. So, you get into this, it's deep water. If you can't tread water, you're in trouble. You'd be like Noah without a boat. Next.
When the reset happens, are we going to be able to live anywhere around the world without a visa and a passport?
Eventually, yes. Free travel will be extended between countries. Don't look for that right away. There's still a lot of stuff that has to be considered and agreed to. I don't see a problem with people traveling any place. I wouldn't want to go to Syria because they're having a big old fight. I would not want to play. I would not want to match blades with any of the Turks because I know some of them and they're prolific. Well, I got together with some Turks. They were on Palace Guard at Cameron Bay, and they used to go out. They said it was. They called it collecting, and they would come back with bags full of ears and eyeballs and other parts. The enemy did not do well around there. They did not screw with those guys. I wouldn't screw with one of those guys, especially if they're of the warrior class. I've seen what they can do. I'm pretty good, and I wouldn't want to go up against one of them at all. Just that simple. So the situation is this. People have to realize that the planet is too small. The population is too large for people not to be able to understand that they are going to have to get along with people that they don't understand, that they don't know, and that have been told. Now, everybody's been told, everybody else is your enemy. Now, why is that? Who is it that put that out there? You pay a tribal leader to develop something called Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda don't even exist if it wasn't for us paying for it. I mean, you want to get into the brass tacks and the realistics, you can get into all of the information that you want. There's tons of it. There are days and days of research just simply on general histories of how come these two people like to fight with each other. It's like the Hatfield and the McCoys. That feud went on forever. Well, this is the same thing. They feud over belief systems or something they've been told is contagious and will cause their ruination. Christians and Muslims. Ooh, Muslims are bad. No, they ain't. Christians are evil. No, they ain't. You just believe different. And it ain't no big deal. So, you know, you got to get your head around this. The planet is too small for everybody to be at each other's throat. We do not have the capability to sidestep population. Don't work that way. I don't like big crowds of people, so I live in the woods. But that's me. If you like big crowds of people, you probably live downtown. I don't consider that a healthy place to live because of the pollution involved, but that's another story. I look at it this way. After people have been set free, who gives anybody the right to re-enslave them? And no, it doesn't go to race. No, it doesn't go to who you are. It goes to your class. What happened to the middle class? It's been ruinated, urinated on, dumped on, and they didn't even bother to cover it up. They left it there for somebody else to come along and step in. They say that blacks and whites are not supposed to get along. Horse hockey. They say that the Latinos are a bunch of crooks, thieves, woo. Right. I've known Latinos. I served with people of that background in Vietnam, along with blacks, along with other people, and I never had a problem. We all shouted a common enemy. Now, we created that problem in terms of the enemy, but we got the same situation right now. All of us need to come together in the effort to be free, each and every last one of us, all over the planet. Forget the horse hockey. Forget playing the games that the officials put out. Anybody that's been involved in most of those situations knows that most of it's a big lie. Why? Well, they don't want the public to know. The other why? They want to make sure that you are believing certain things. Oh, black people are bad. No, they ain't. I know a whole load of black people. and that is so far from the truth, it's pathetic. Mexicans are lazy. Why? Because they take a siesta at the time of day that they should? No. Most of the people I know of that are of Latino descent, Central, South American, etc., They're some of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life.
I
didn't know
if I was
hard. So, you know, it goes on and on. But that's pretty much the crux of it. We got to learn to get along with each other. Don't take me as an absolute authority. There's going to be some authorities show up. I've already been, already found out about this. And those authorities are not something that anybody can dispute. So I'm gonna leave that alone until such time as it happens.
quick question. Is telepathy going to be addressed in your second book?
Yes, all of the auspices of spiritual and psychic phenomenon are basically touched on. I don't go into a lot of the particulars in terms of certain specifics, but I do give you a rounded educational experience that you can apply. In other words, it's a practical application. Now, it is not a listing like the first book. It's different than that. This is more of a an open, combinational freelance, referenced, you've heard of this, and a shaping of an ideology so that you have, first of all, an open mind and can handle the information, and that's a requirement. Secondly, that you can practically apply it because it's been stated in simple, common terms. And third, nobody loses. Everybody wins. You may miss something and have to go back and restudy a little bit to catch up. You may be told or no. Oh, this ain't working. Why did I? Oh, I remember. I missed. I fell asleep while I was reading this part. Right. I need to go read that part. Bingo. Eventually, anybody can do these things. Telepathy is simply nothing more than the bloodline contact of the life force, known as the psychic realm or dimension. Then you have this spiritual dimension, the full and absolute culmination of your becoming the crown of creation that God tells you you are. Bingo. Well, this is, if these are the things that you're after, the second book would be in order. Now, I'll stipulate one thing. Get the first book, study it out, and apply it. Now, that's going to kind of leave you in the lurch a little bit, and it did so for a reason. You need to practice until your hair falls out in terms of doing what you need to do in order to make it an everyday event. When you first wake up, you fully charge yourself up. You balance your chakras. You bring up your kundalini, and you become fully psychically active. See if you can maintain that all day. You want to have a chore? Do that one. You'll learn how to relax into the energy so that you're not pushing it. You'll learn how to be able to apply it in a common form as long as you feel it's worth it. And believe me, knowing what somebody else thinks, knowing what somebody's going to do before they do it, is invaluable. Knowing their objections, and you can and if you want to blow a mind or two, you turn around and tell somebody, and they didn't say it, they thought it. And I know some people, such as yourself, might object to this part. Don't worry about that. That's not something that you need to worry about. All I want to do is get to X. Now, there's a bunch of different here going a different direction to get there, but we need to pack this number two before and that number block, and we need to build this outhouse. Bingo. Not difficult. be sure and put nails in the outhouse. We used to pull nails out of the outhouses when I was a kid, and that was really hilarious. I won't go no further and give the kids too many ideas, but that's some of the stuff that I used to do as a hooligan, as I was called by some people. What was funny and really hilarious to us was not so much watching somebody getting dropped into an outhouse pit, but the fact that they knew that we did it and couldn't prove it. That was the fun part. And you had to be innocent with your mom and dad, but I didn't do nothing. I wasn't even over there. I was over playing at his house. Well, I talked to his mom and dad, and he said, well, he's out back, and then we decided to ride our bikes. If I was caught for half the things I did when I was a kid, I'd have been strung up by my gonads a long time ago. Believe me, there's plenty of people that would love to just murderate me. But... You know, it depends on the life you grew up with. The simple pleasures. A little kid will play with a box the toy came in before they play with a toy a lot of the time. Why? Their imagination goes crazy when they get in that box. some of the things you were as a child, and this is something you need to hang your hat on. Suffer not the little ones to come unto me. Okay, well, that also stipulates that as being God's children, you have to apply that. That means you have to revert yourself back to the innocence and the open mind of acceptance in order to really acquire what you're after. What everybody wants is a loving life without a whole lot of strife, pain, and fun and games in it. Enjoying watching their kids playing in the yard or whatever they're doing. Unplugging from the internet, the telephones, and all this other happy stuff should be something everybody goes toward. If somebody can't do anything but sit there and text, unplug their phone. See how they do when they're unplugged. Oh, they'll jones. Oh, they'll have withdrawal symptoms. Seriously. Why? Okay, there's two types of addiction. One's physical, the other's mental. You're mentally addicted to convenience and the throwaway generation. When it quits working, it's cheaper to throw it away and get a new one than it is to fix the old one. Okay, that is not the way to do this. And you don't go taking your trash and dumping it in the ocean or out in the mountain someplace where you don't think you got to worry about it anymore. And I covered that in the book, too. I mean, there's a lot of things in here that you're going to find brings you up to speed and understanding, not only of yourself, but also of the conditions in which you find yourself. The programming, instead of being something like The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, is done through TV. It's done through the internet. It's done through your friends. Oh, I got to have one of those. Ooh, I got to be cool. I got to wear this kind of clothes. I got to have those kind of tennis shoes. I got to be this way. Oh, really? Who says so? What authority do they have to run your life and make you into something that you are not?
Exactly.
By what? So, like I say, there's a lot in this book that's coming out, and I'm adding things to it as I'm reviewing it. So I'll be done with the review. I'll probably publish it either tomorrow or the next day. Okay?
Right. That's about it for tonight. Thanks for that, Drake. Do you want to say your final saying?
Sure. Get her done.
Right. To the people, we're still on track. Don't keep the faith, like the song says. And people need to step up. And this song means a lot to me and a lot to you. My name's Thomas Williams. Good night for now.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
I know that you would want to join with me in sending the deepest condolences to President Bush and to the American people on behalf of the British people at these terrible events.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly
terrorism against our nation will not stand.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., where there's pride.
American heart, and it's time we stand.
Do whatever is necessary to protect America.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
But there ain't-